I was in the middle of a meeting and I just saw something run across my front yard here. And at first I thought it was a dog and then realized it was the monkey that's on the loose. And
obviously there are concerns for public safety, but we also have concerns for the monkey. I mean, we didn't want anyone to injure the monkey. We didn't want the monkey getting hit by a car. Obviously our officers are not going to know how to deal with a monkey. I've been in law enforcement 24 years. I've never dealt with a monkey.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, the long national nightmare is over. Momo the monkey has been returned to his monkey-loving family. I don't know how much of, I was staying up all night. I was watching,
all night, huh?
I was watching the progress. They were tracking the monkey. They had caught the monkey drinking beer and eating Lay's potato chips while going through trash cans. And I'm like, that's just Friday night in downtown Knoxville. What the hell?
Exactly.
I mean, my goodness. Have you been to Nashville? Morning, welcome. Hi, yeah, Momo. Had you been tracking Momo?
I've heard the story. I wasn't tracking the story so much. No.
Were you on Momo alert?
No, I was not.
Not on Momo alert.
No. Now, were you really watching the story so closely, or were you just counting how many times they could say the monkey in the story? Because the monkey was said quite a bit.
Yeah, I was enthralled by the police spokesperson who couldn't stop saying the word monkey.
Monkey, yes.
Monkey's just one of the greatest words in the English language, isn't it?
We don't get to say it enough, no.
Well, I've been saying it more recently as I've lost a friend. Took him to the mall, we can't find him. No. A friend by the name of Monkey Dan.
Yes.
Gave him a little quick eulogy on the radio a couple of days ago, or about a couple of weeks ago, I guess. I've lost a friend named Monkey Dan. Monkey Dan had a monkey named Tiki that went missing one day, and we made quite the effort here on the Mark and Kim show to help find Tiki the monkey, owned by Monkey Dan. Monkey Dan was the purveyor of all things gambling and poker, so he was somebody that I played a lot of poker with back in the day when I was wild and free, and here I am, tamed like a monkey. people like you visualize a chimpanzee, but keep in mind the chimpanzee, not a monkey,
an ape,
and can rip your face off.
Yes. It will eat your extremities. It will eat your face off.
Once I learned that, you know, I didn't want a monkey anymore.
Yeah. That's the monkey you can shock it, but of course it's not a monkey. As we welcome you back to the Mark and Kim show. At 5:59 on this October 6th, Friday morning, everybody. A lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about as the temperature starts to cool down. We'll only get to 76 today.
Woohoo!
Of course, that means I put on long johns and flannel.
What is it about the 70s that we start thinking, we got to wrap up?
We want it so badly for some reason. And then all we do is bitch and complain about how cold it is.
I do not.
Right. You do.
I do not.
You are in here. Oh, I'm so cold. And that's just in the air conditioning.
Well, the air conditioning is different. Outside, I like it.
Oh, boy. Random light showers. Cooler today, 76 fun-loving degrees. Tomorrow's high, 64, everybody. 65 on Sunday. Creeps back up to 80 by Thursday of next week. So enjoy the weekend in terms of wanting autumn as it's here just for a short bit. That's how we like it around here, East Tennessee. I love the different list of all the
short
seasons.
Short bits of season. Mm.
Yes, exactly. When you wake up on Sunday morning, 41 in the city and maybe 30s.
That's
higher.
That's like winter.
High 30s. It kind of is. High 30s in the outlying areas. So a lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about. We'll get into your morning did you sees coming up next. There's a video up on our TikTok of the wall of debate, if you will, as we've had a bit of a transgression in our cubicle the last couple of days of podcast. Mark and Kim Show bonus podcast, which comes after the radio part of the podcast, has illuminated the issue here at the radio station. I've had several requests. Can we see this wall, this Mark and Kim Show wall that you're talking about? So I did video of it this morning with a little rundown of what the things are on the wall, the controversy about the wall. I tried as hard as I could to get it up on our Facebook page this morning. I mean the video. And I won't. That's a whole different video. And if I could get you to somehow get that from TikTok to Facebook on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I've already got it taken from TikTok. So, just got to get it put up on Facebook.
Right, well, we'll see how that goes. 601 on the Mark and Kim Show here on Starwater 2.1. Starwater 2.1. Mark and Kim Show powered by the Ooten Law Firm. And I should ask before we go on the radio, but I'll ask anyway. Are we doing more Taylor Swift concert movie tickets today?
Yes, straight through to the contest or to the movie.
Fabulous. 6 o'clock hour. It's what we're in right now. So sometime before the end of this hour and before the end of the 8 o'clock hour and noon and 3 and 5 today, opportunities for you to grab tickets to Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie at Regal Cinebar Friday, October 13th. The only place you can win these tickets is right here because we bought out the Degum Theater. Yes, we did. More coming up. Star 102.1, 611 on the Mark and Kim Show. We're going to break away from all the Momo the Monkey news. I'm sorry.
There's no more Momo the Monkey news?
No, we were.
I thought it would be all Momo all morning.
You could have thought that. But no, it's unfortunate that we're going to have to just turn over the broadcast to normally scheduled programming today.
Taylor Swift news?
Which is the other normally scheduled programming news, is I'm guessing she'll be all over the football this weekend. I don't even know who the Kansas City Chiefs play.
Don't you think they'll pull away from her this weekend? I mean, two weeks in a row.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did Selena Gomez pull away from Justin Bieber? She's still chatting about that, right? Speaking of Selena Gomez, that was the news yesterday, that even in an interview, how she felt it was necessary to get away from social media after her Bieber breakup. I'm like, oh my God, you were a kid. Look at you now. You're definitely not a kid any longer.
She's 30. Mm-hmm.
And then speaking of her, all right, I'll hit this tab then. Did you see kidney donor Francia Raisa?
Oh, gosh, not again.
Or Francia Raisa or whatever her name is, because that's the only thing I know her from, is that she was Selena Gomez's kidney donor, is back in the news today for talking about what? Her new movie, her new TV show, a new project she has coming up online, maybe? Nah? Huh?
Her missing kidney?
No, well, her missing friendship because of the kidney.
I thought they'd made amends.
Oh, my God. The current relationship has nothing to do with the kidney donation. This woman is living off of a damn kidney donation. Mm-hmm. She is not getting any play other than the fact that she is a kidney donor. I'd like to get my blood type out there. Maybe McConaughey needs a liver. All right. Maybe I can.
I'd say so.
Maybe somebody needs something.
I'm not sure you can donate your liver and still live.
You know, though, like some people don't mind being famous after their death. Like they do things and say, and they must think to themselves, well, I'll be famous after death. When you, of course, can enjoy it. Francia Raisa.
We've never quite figured out how to say her name. That may be a problem, too.
Discussed her friendship with Selena Gomez at the inaugural Rare Impact Fund benefit on October 4th. I got a lot of blah, blah, blahs and a yada, yada, yada in here. Because, honestly, I mean, it's just, I see the headlines. And then there's, of course, a scroll of all the pictures of them when they were kids. And here's Francia Raisa. At the benefit, and people grow, relationships change. Obviously, I treat her like my little sister. She treats me like her older sister, Francia continued, noting that no relationship is perfect, even though I gave her my GD kidney.
She said it like that?
No, she didn't. Oh. like that's somehow in debt, like you're indebted forever now. And I think this all stems from the fact that I think Selena was going on about having a few friends, and the only celebrity friend she has is Taylor Swift, and Francie's like,
excuse me.
And then I thought to myself, even before the kidney donation, had you heard of can she throw her hand up as celebrity friend Francia Raisa?
I don't think so.
I mean, no offense, Francia. No offense, but it's not like you're Zendaya.
No.
You know, or anyone
she's
else.
She's more famous now, or infamous.
Well, see, like I said, living off of a kidney donation. So if Matt Damon needs a big toe, I'm in for it. Right now, I can tell you what. I got an extra. You know, obviously, Deion Sanders.
You're giving up all these things that are going to make you.
Make me what, dear? Have you seen Deion Sanders? Deion Sanders has no toe. Have you seen his foot?
I haven't seen
his foot. It was on TV recently.
He moves fine.
He does. Well, he doesn't move fine. Well, I mean, he still gets around. So if Affleck needs a knee bone, I'm in for it. I can just limp through life, you know? 626 on Starwater 2.1. You got the Mark and Kim Show on a Friday morning. Got some more Did You See's coming up next, which includes, should you donate at the register to, quote, charity? There are some thoughts on it that someone has who calls herself Ms. Dow Jones. We'll get into that coming up next. Hang on. Yep, feeling some kind of way on Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim. Sure, yep, you're right. When it comes to, I feel some kind of way about charities. I feel some kind of way about charismatic religion and stuff like that. Especially when people are drawing money out of people, playing on their on their feels much more so than on their logic. And there's a person out there, she calls herself Mrs. Dow Jones. I guess that's like the Dow Jones Industrials, the stock market. Assume. She must be some sort of financial expert. Because I guess if you're on TikTok and you're talking about money, you've got to be a financial expert. I think that's a prerequisite, I think. And so she's talking about the cash register charitable donation. And I've gotten to the point, personally, and this is my own thing, you can judge me on it if you like, I don't make charitable donations unless I am personally affected by the charity. And what I mean by that, my favorite charity in town, of course, East Tennessee Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Do all that I can do personally, and we have done professionally for that organization. There was a run of in this building where there was a certain organization that the company, I guess, felt that it was necessary to really put the push on for charitable donations, to the point they could even take it out of your pay.
I did not participate.
I did not participate either, because I've looked into certain charities and I'm disappointed by the amount of overhead costs they have. How much it costs to run the charity, how much people are being paid to run the charity, and I want more money going to the actual people involved. But then again, you get into so many bad things when you get to charities, and so many bad things when you get to government spending, so many bad things, because people... The money's not really going where you want it to go. And here's what this person who is giving advice on what to do and what not to do with your charitable donations.
Would you like to donate $2 to charity?
Mm-hmm, I do. I'm an amazing person.
Wait, stop. Don't donate at the register.
Why not?
Because you don't know where your money is actually going.
What do you mean?
The charity they chose might have affiliations you don't support or a track record of not using donations responsibly. And the cashier probably isn't going to have the answer to these questions.
So what should I do instead?
Donate directly to a charity that aligns with your goals. And make sure you research it first on charitynavigator.org so that you make an informed decision.
I wonder if she's running charitynavigator.org. I just thought about that. She's probably scamming us about this whole thing. Like the whole roundup thing. Now, with a major restaurant chain that says, do you want to round up your change? And they tell you, do they tell you specifically the charity? I remember they said for children's education. That was way too broad.
Yeah,
and
that's
broad. And I said, no, thank you. I've also... Remember, there's several keypads when you're entering your like PIN number for a credit card swipe at a place, and they ask you if you want to donate to like click this, and it's actually that kind of predates the whole spin the iPad and here's the tip, the 10%, 15 or 15-20, and I think someone just recently said to me that there's now a tip segment at the register at PetSmart. Could that be right? What would they need? Yeah, I guess maybe that's it. Okay, I'm thinking, what about me carrying a 50-pound bag of dog food to the cash register? It involves you getting a tip. It can't be real, right? And the grooming,
it could be real because other places don't do anything.
Nonetheless, okay. So beyond that, I'm getting off the. I would say if you're going to donate money, do it properly, because then what you don't know, is that your charitable donation is also a tax deduction. When you make charitable donations, if they're logged and they're kept in records and stuff like that, you can write that off on your taxes. That lowers your taxable income, which means you pay less to the government. You get to keep more of your own money.
But they've changed those rules too. You have to look into that as well.
No, that's what I'm saying. But generally speaking, major tax donations are... major charity donations, because we're all donating to taxes, are tax deductible. But yes, look into it and maybe just stop rounding up at the cash register for. It's like I kind of equate it with the people that are standing in traffic with their vests
the boot
on
or whatever,
and they're walking. Well, no, I don't mind the boot because it's the firefighters.
Yeah,
I don't mind the firefighters. Just the random people with the random buckets and the printed piece of paper on the outside of the bucket, and you know, for kids' charities and stuff like that. I do not trust them. Mm-mm. Don't run them over.
No.
But don't trust them.
They may be fine people, but be sure you know where your money is going.
Good point.
Who is lucky number 13 and going to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie?
Caller number 12.
No.
Caller number 13.
Yay, really?
Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13. What's your favorite number today?
Well, today it's Star
102.1.
Hey!
Oh, good answer.
But I'm bummed, girlfriend. Who's this?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, I've got tickets for you and a friend to see the Taylor Swift Eras movie Friday the 13th at Regal Cinebar, powered by Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
Karma, Star 102.1, Mark and Kim show 6:45. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim is 7:20 this morning for our final four pack for the family or a bunch of people who don't know each other. Say, hey, what are you doing? You want to go to Disney on Ice? I got an extra ticket or three.
You like those Disney people? Let's go see them.
You know, Kim chastised me.
I did not chastise you.
Well, not every four pack is for a family. So family four pack of tickets, Disney on Ice. It's a family affair is what it is. So that's today, 7:20. The list will be the game of the day. We have a podcast available every single day on all the podcast apps. No matter where you find your podcast, you will find the Mark and Kim Show podcast. It is this entire show, everything we do. As we call it scoped down in the radio business, everybody, where they scope it down. No music or no commercials. Yeah, and then we sit around after the show and chitty-chat for about 30 minutes or so. And last couple of days has been about an incident here at the radio station that is much more of an incident for us.
It's been a saga.
It's been a saga, but it's much more of an incident for us here in the building, in this room. Than it is to the perpetrator, if you want to call that person that, who has taken something from me, who didn't realize, I would assume, that it was something of significant sentimental value to me and didn't understand it. But the problem we have is that you literally took something off of a keepsake and memento wall that was fairly obvious that it's a keepsake and memento wall, and so obvious that I have illustrated it in a couple of different of our social media today. You can see on our TikTok or on our Facebook page a tour of the said wall that is the bone of contention, the item of controversy that we've been chatting about in the podcast.
I don't think a tour has ever been given of it before. I mean, it's been seen like as other things were done.
And people have asked, what is that stuff on your wall?
Not an exact tour of it.
Well, yeah. I did that this morning when I got here because I'd gotten a couple of texts yesterday. What is this? Can we see this wall? We're hearing about this wall. And so there's video up and it's just a little walkthrough of why we have it up. And it's, you know, signs and posters and mementos and all sorts of stuff. And the big gaping hole where a pack of Sharpies that was given to me as a gift that had, I can't even explain the sentimental value because it equates to just the way I was as a child when it came to receiving things that were new, and I cherished them so much that I was weird about it. I mean, to be honest with you, who sleeps with their shoes in the bed with them? Not on their feet, but literally like cradling them like a teddy bear. Mm-hmm. You know, who would get my new Walkman, and I was 13 by this time. When I got my first Walkman, with the orange headphones, I would fall asleep with them on with no music playing. Okay, that, and I would cradle. It's why I had such a visceral reaction when Kim, by accident, destroyed my Sony mini disc player.
I didn't destroy it, but I can see why it was a reaction to you.
Now, darling, if it stopped working after you crashed it to the floor accidentally, then it's, you know.
And I offered to get a new one.
You did. Unfortunately, they weren't available any longer because they've been discontinued, which is fine. It's not a matter of that because I have something better. don't get your panties up all tightened up about this one because I got something a little bit more. Someone else pointed something out to me yesterday concerning this whole thing. Somebody took a keepsake and got rid of it. And I even illustrated in the video itself. I mentioned, because it was something that was reminded to, it was I was reminded of yesterday.
Is this the books?
Is this the books?
That's what I was thinking.
Is this the books? Did somebody text me yesterday and say, isn't this kind of the same thing? Somebody taking a pack of Sharpies that you felt some kind of way about off of your keepsake wall, the same as Kim collecting up all your books on a bookshelf and then leaving them in the kitchen and putting the word free on them. And it wasn't just a radio bit. It was her just thinking that she could clean up my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between the two? Someone would say probably it's worse because Kim, that's your cubicle too. It's a community bookshelf. She wanted to put fall decorations up or something, probably in March.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was wanting to clean up the cubicle because it was getting way out of hand.
And we mentioned how
I realize now.
But it was so funny, though. People have said, you know, how come that person who took your Sharpies didn't, like, text you or didn't call or didn't write? Yeah, huh.
I have apologized for the last 17 years for that.
Well, it didn't happen 17 years ago.
Well, but however long ago it did, I have apologized.
I'm just pointing out to you that someone mentioned, well, it's kind of funny that you guys are going off about this when, in fact, it's happened before.
And I have apologized and I feel horrible
about it. I've accepted your apology. That's long gone. Pardon?
It's not long gone.
You can't hear the lightness in my voice? I'm just standing on my tippy toes over here. I'm gay. I'm a sprite this morning. I'm happy. It's Friday. And I'm just pointing out the text I received from somebody. That's all. I mean, I could have ignored the text altogether, but here we are doing a radio show. So I accepted your apology then. Okay, maybe a little while later.
Yeah.
But still, nonetheless, so the question is, which is worse? And I'll go to Yes Man Tyler again. Which is worse? Her giving away books off of a community bookshelf in our own cubicle. One that's autographed by my favorite coach of all time, Joe Gibbs.
Ooh.
Also, you know, NASCAR owner.
Yeah.
Or someone who didn't know better, taking something off of a keepsake wall. Call it as you see it, sir.
I'd say him doing it is way worse because you never expect it from your own people.
That's right. Just like Julius Caesar, never expected to be stabbed to death by his own Senate. But guess what?
Hey, you much know like I
hold
have
on,
just
hold
now.
On. You know what I just did? Because I do about once a week. I just thought about the Roman Empire.
Now, so there you go.
Start with a 2.1 Mark and Kim show powered by the Ooten Law Firm. 8 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, noon, 3 and 5. More tickets to Taylor Swift's Eras movie, which is coming Friday the 13th. Real Cinnabar, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville.
Well, we need to discuss what had you saying, I'll not have my wife looking like that.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? When?
Well, I'll describe it to you.
Wait, hold the dough.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I said what?
I'll not have my wife looking like that. I got the pin out.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you did. I wrote it down.
Did I say that? Let me ask the yes man. Did I say that?
I don't think so.
Don't say that. You did.
Hold on.
You heard
hold on. Hold on. Were you the first to ask him?
No, I wrote it down.
Hey. Well, all right. Well,
we'll
that,
talk.
That
we'll
usually doesn't
it.
Mean a damn thing, but hey, we've seen the
oh,
things.
No.
We've seen the things you've written down before. We'll be back on Star Wars 2.1. Star Wars 2.1. Mark and Kim show 709. I'm sitting here for the entire Doja Cat song going, what are you talking about? I'll tell you in a minute. What are you talking about? I'll tell you in a minute. I wrote it down.
I'm like, did. I wrote it down.
So funny. When you do me, I'm the big dumb guy. When you are.
We were having a conversation yesterday, and you said, I'm all about the carry. I'll not have my wife looking that way.
The carry.
And so,
I'm all
just
about
to refresh.
The carry.
To refresh.
Not a woman named Carrie.
No.
But I'm all about the carry.
Mm-hmm.
As you see by my 1, 2,
I don't even know how many you got
3 bags to my hindquarters over here.
Yeah. So we've
one goes inside the other, one goes inside the other. So, you know, they all work.
But then they all come out when you come in here.
Well, that's right. Because
you have to get your stuff.
Right. This is a work bag.
I get it.
Which has also got a personal bag inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then a tech bag for all sorts of stuff. Look, my carry is refined. Okay.
I know it is.
It's bespoke. It is what it is. And I'm not going to have my wife looking a hot mess, struggling to get this, that, and the other between home and work. I've seen it, and I'm like, that's it.
So to refresh, her birthday was 4th, on the 4th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrations were had and all those things, and you had purchased a bag for her.
I did.
And we had talked about a bag that you had purchased for yourself, and I brought that up because it was a tote.
Right.
And you said, well, my wife may end up having that because you had purchased a really nice bag for her.
I have.
A tote bag for her.
I did.
But there was a question about whether her laptop, her work laptop, would fit in that because she sometimes works from home. She sometimes works at the office.
Yes.
So there's the carrying back and forth.
Sure.
And in that conversation, you were saying that her laptop may not fit in the bag that you ordered for her that was really nice. And you said there's not a slip in there for the laptop to go into and it may be flopping about and I'll not have my wife looking like that. And I was
taken a picture.
Won't, will you?
Oh, so hang on. So that's the problem. That I won't have my wife.
I won't have my wife.
My wife is a beautiful woman. She dresses very nice, especially when she goes into the office. And then she is a daggum hot mess on the shoulder. You know how I say that Sometimes I'm disappointed when people give up from the shoes up.
Yeah, you've said that
okay?
on many occasions.
People give up from the shoes up. You can start telling by the kind of shoes they wear.
Clunky shoes, I think, or orthopedic-looking or something like that.
No, not necessarily. Doesn't have to be clunky, big old clawed hoppers. They don't have to be. But people start to give up from the shoes up, and then all of a sudden you're in the pickup line in really bad sweats. So
You feel like your wife might be giving up from the shoulder down or something?
Well, I'm not going to let her do it.
And I have my wife looking like that.
Okay, how about this in my new... In my new sensitive male role here on the Mark and Kim show, I'll ask this question.
When did this start?
I'll ask the question, how would I have better put that, Kim, to make it more or less...
Maybe you shouldn't have put it anyway.
Less egregious. So all the purses, all the packs, the stuff that I have... I have probably bought her more purses and packs and satchels and everything than anything else. Okay, yep. I gave up on buying her clothes ages ago.
Yeah, because that doesn't work out well for you, does it?
I tell her don't buy me clothes, and then she doesn't. But then she doesn't tell me not to buy her clothes, and I have, but then I stop. So we're not going to have time for all this, but
we can come back after the game.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I want to make sure that I don't sound like, I mean, I'm she likes the purses and stuff. She likes whatever I've gotten her. As a matter of fact, she got the exact same thing. She returned the one that doesn't fit her laptop. And then has ordered a very similar, same company, same, just a larger, which makes me happier, a larger bag, because I'm not going to have her look in the damn hot mess when she's got cords hanging out of the thing. The laptop doesn't even lay like horizontally. She's got it vertically sticking up out of the top.
Oh, so you see the laptop hanging out.
Oh, my God, yes. It's ugly. It's terrible.
But it didn't bother her.
No. I'm not done yet.
We'll pick up this conversation after versus him.
Her versus him is coming up for those Disney on Ice tickets that probably are falling out of her work tote. So I won't have to give up my own tote, by the way, because she didn't buy another one.
And that's what I was going to get to.
Landmark. Start with a 2.1, her versus him, Mark versus Kim. When we come back, we'll be Rosalind versus Casey. The game of the day is the list. The prize, 4 tickets. Ask whoever you want to go with you to Disney on Ice from Star 102.1. Star 102.1, your number one hit music station, her versus him, Mark versus Kim. So welcome our two contestants, one named Rosalind, one named Casey. Today, Rosalind and Casey, you're playing the list, and they're playing the list for...
A 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice, October 19th through 22nd at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum. Join all your Disney favorites for Mickey's Search Party. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Mickey's gone missing?
No, Mickey is doing the searching. I'm not sure who's gone missing.
Okay. When you say Mickey's Search Party, I thought, oh, God, he's gone missing again. Good morning, Rosalind.
Hi.
Hello, Casey.
Good morning.
All right, the game is The List. I'm going to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe that list to you, Casey. Excuse me, Rosalind. Over 75 seconds. Pay attention, Casey, because at the end of the round, if they've had to skip 1, 2, or 4, you have a chance to steal those points. No prompting. We'll just tell you, okay, Casey, points to steal. Give it your best shot. And then, of course, we'll add that to your score before you even play. And then the same for you, Rosalind, at the end of Casey's round. Any questions from Rosalind or Casey about how this game is played?
No.
No, I'm good.
Hey, Rosa, I need you to pop it up just a touch if you could, dear. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you. All right. Are you ready, Kim?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Rosalind?
Yes.
On your mark. Here she goes. I love her now. On your mark. Get set. Go.
When you're pulled over and they think you're driving under the influence of something, this is the letters for that.
DUI.
Yes. This is when you do it yourself and you go to the Home Depot or someplace to get the supplies. What are the letters for that?
DIY.
Yes. This is a team that comes on the roof and they have guns and they're going to,
FBI.
No. This is the team that comes and they're a special units. I'm not sure. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's you also do this to a fly. You know, you do this to a fly.
Squat.
Yes. Now, this is the team of agents that you just mentioned a few minutes ago.
FBI.
Yes. This is the, you laugh out loud, the letters you use for that on
LOL. Social
media. Mm-hmm. This is do this as soon as possible, the letters for that.
ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Sealed with a kiss. How do you shorten that? the letters for Sealed with a Kiss.
Oh, S-W-A-K.
Uh-huh. This is...
Scoremaster Steve.
All right. She got 7.
Nothing for Casey to even try to steal.
No.
The whole list was?
Nope.
It's a DUI, DIY, SWAT, FBI, ICE, LOL, ASAP, SWAK, PIN, and CAPTCHA.
Yeah, even CAPTCHA is an anagram.
Oh, is it really?
Acronym. Okay. Not an anagram. Acronym. Got it wrong.
All right. Casey, you need to get 7 to tie, 8 to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is fork, knife, and blank.
Spoon.
Yes. The International Blank Station is a type of machine up there.
Okay.
Yes, and what kind of, when you like the Apollo lander, a rocket is called a, like the larger term for them.
Like, a spaceship?
Close. You're just a different word. Like
space shuttle.
No, it's like what you are. I'm going to pass this one. Diamonds, clubs, the hearts, and the
deck
last
card.
The last card suit is what I just mentioned. Ace of
spades.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just but singular.
Spade.
Yes. Pasta, just with noodles and sauce, is called. Just noodles and sauce, basic, the most basic pasta meal you can make. Ragu sauce on the top of the noodles is, oh my God, dude.
I don't know, Mark.
What is the most basic of all pasta meals? You pour sauce on top of pasta. What is that?
I have no idea.
The thin noodle itself is called? I'm going to let... No, we're not going anywhere. Sorry. No. Game is not over. The thin noodles.
Spaghetti noodles?
How about just spaghetti?
Spaghetti. Oh, goodness.
He was saying noodles, and he said basic. You can't say noodles if he's saying it.
Well,
hey, Casey, a pleasure, my friend. There's a lightness in my step now, isn't there, Kim? There's a joy in my voice. Oh, look, Casey bailed. Casey bailed. Wow. All the embarrassment that can happen. Rosalind, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Disney on Ice. Did you want to steal the one that we had to skip for him just to add to your point total?
Well, spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
Space station.
Ah, no. Spacecraft. Spoon, spacecraft, spade, spaghetti, spirograph still to come, spandex, spanx, sparrow, sparkle, and spare parts. Great list. Congratulations. We'll see you over there at Disney on Ice as we go searching for Mickey, okay?
No, Mickey's not
Thank
lost.
You so
oh, sorry. Yeah, you are. Star 102.1, I'm under indictment for daring to concern myself with my wife's appearance.
A little bit.
No, I don't tell her what clothes to wear. I'll comment, and she'll ask opinion, and I give it. But
you'll sure tell her what bag to carry.
Well, she doesn't give a flip about it, though. That's the problem. She doesn't care what she bags out with.
But you sure do.
I do. It's one of the things I care a lot about. We'll continue the lambasting next, I guess. Hang on. Start with a 2.1 Mark and Kim show. 76, all we're getting out of the day. So cool. Cooler tomorrow, 64. When you wake up below 50 tomorrow morning and below 41 on Sunday morning. I was going to say below 39. Below 40 is what I'm trying to say. Good Lord. You got me thrown off. You throw me off. I'm just trying to help people.
You thrown off?
Yes, I'm trying to help people.
You saying I'm not having my wife look like that has you thrown off?
Because you're making that sound worse than it actually is.
How am I making it sound worse than it actually is?
Because...
Did you not say that?
When my wife is carrying a bag that does not fit all of her gear, and so I try to...
But did you not say that? I ask a simple question. Did you not say... I'll not have my wife look like that.
I did those words, but you take them out of context, and the context was carrying a hot mess bag full of computer stuff and paperwork and all sorts of crap sticking out of the top, comma.
Is it all sticking out the top, really, or is that how you perceive it to look? I mean, I can't imagine that your wife, as put together as she is, has stuff just, flying out the top of the bag.
if I can see the stuff sticking out of the top of her bag and 40% of her computer sticking out of the top of the bag and there's wires hanging over the edge and there's paperwork sticking out, what am I? I mean, that's what I'm describing because it's what I'm seeing. And so I said, okay, birthday coming up. I'm going to improve her carry like I have on multiple occasions. If I had extra money from a poker win or some of the job, something I'd done on the side, bam, I was buying her a new purse.
Is the bag she's currently carrying, not the one that you most recently got her for her birthday just a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
is it a bag that you got her?
It was. And now it's not serving her purpose because then she wasn't carrying a computer to and fro.
Okay.
So now she's, and that was just for this, that, the other, a thermos or a whatever.
Okay, so a smaller bag that
right.
met the purposes then,
right.
but now that
and
she's
so people's
moving more
lives
stuff
have
back
gotten
and forth.
Bigger.
Okay.
While you girls and your Stanley Cups now, you probably need a damn knapsack for that thing. So yes, I'm not going to have my wife looking that way because I'm all about the carry.
You did say that as well.
I change my carry once a week. If it's not a wallet that I'm changing, then it's a tech bag that I'm changing. If it's not a tech bag, then it's a messenger bag.
Okay,
if it's
but
not
most
a backpack,
us,
then it's a
But most
fanny
women
pack.
Are not going to do that. I mean, some
what I'm saying, she won't do that. Yes, but I will upgrade her about once a year on stuff.
Okay.
Right.
And that's nice.
Okay,
that's nice that you do that if she's open to that, because I'll tell you, my work bag, I get a work bag, I use the work bag. Until usually the handle falls off or
okay,
something.
Right.
Now, my handbag, I may change more often. I don't change it every day. Some women do.
Okay.
Okay.
So how's
but
that any different than
don't.
what I've provided for her because I didn't want her looking the fool and dropping stuff and things were falling out. And like when she would plop it on the counter. And this has been a thing with our family. She'll use a purse until it turns into a mushroom cap. Okay.
Mushroom cap.
I mean, it just like, and I've even taken pictures. We've all taken pictures of mom's handbags and they just went, they look like Jabba the Hutt sitting inside that bar in the movie Star Wars. And so, yes, and then I'll get her a structured bag or something like that. Yeah, it means something to me. And so I of course, I just assume it means something to her. And so I get her, and, well, put it this way. When I get her stuff, she uses it.
Okay.
And when she didn't, when the bag I bought wasn't even big enough for what she needed, she bought the same model, just bigger.
Okay, so she upgraded the
bag.
Yes,
okay. Yes.
She is okay with it.
Yeah, do a little, you know.
So now you had also said the other day that your bag that you wanted, the tote that I gave you a hard time about, you wouldn't carry because you said
I bought it as much of a backup for her if she didn't like or need or want the one that I bought for her. Oh, by the way, here's much more of a utilitarian one, a black bag, if you will, like a big grocery bag. Carry your stuff in that.
But if she's using the one you got her, you get to keep this one.
I do.
Where is it?
It hasn't arrived yet.
Will we get to see it?
Why not? Why would you not be able to see it?
Well, because
the order is on its way. You'll receive updates that will track the order.
Okay. You were weird about the way you weren't going to carry it.
Well, I mean, it's not I'm not generally a tote carrier. Yes. Or carer. I don't care about
carer.
I don't care about them. And I just never, it's just not a look that I've ever pursued before.
But what? You're going to pursue it.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, I've bought many of things, wallets that I've never used, bags, fanny packs I've never used, ever. They're still sitting in a closet.
Now, that's kind of weird.
Do you have clothes with tags on them?
Not anymore.
Did you have clothes with tags?
I did for a while.
Difference?
I've since donated
Difference?
Them.
Like someone stealing markers from me or you trying to give away my books?
Don't turn it back around on me.
I'm
we're
just
talking
saying.
About you right now.
I understand that, but in the same
no,
vein.
No, we're not turning it around. You won't let me turn things around back on me. Aren't you?
Throwing a 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station every single buddy.
Who is lucky number 13 and going to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie?
Mm-hmm. On the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm, we say good morning, caller number 13.
Hi, it's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just peachy. I have tickets for you to go to the Eras movie. Taylor Swift Eras concert movie is yours, Caitlin.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I just pulled in to get gas at Wyckoff. Oh, my gosh.
Well, nice plug, which has nothing to do with this contest, by the way. I do have a question. Did you get to go see the Eras tour by any chance?
No.
You have not?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
That sounds like I'm building up into something, but I'm not. Trust me. I'm just saying, this is a good second place, if you will.
This is like going to the Eras Tour, but in a movie theater. It is. Well, it's actually probably the best thing.
Might be better, Caitlin, because it's like behind the scenes stuff. And by the way, how about this? $100 million already in advance ticket sales for this movie.
Is that not crazy?
It's just Taylor.
That is insane.
Are you a big Taylor fan?
Yes.
Well, fabulous. Hang on the line, Caitlin. I'll get all your information from you, and then off you go. Friday the 13th, Regal Cinnabar, as we have bought out the movie theater with Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville to make sure that Caitlin and her buddy get the chance to see Taylor Swift Eras movie, courtesy of Star 102.1. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, it's the Mark and Kim Show today after 10 a.m. Your next opportunity to win tickets from Star 102.1. Bad idea, right, Olivia Rodrigo on Star 102.1. Once again, congratulating Caitlin Honey. What?
Hunley.
Hunley. Yes. Sorry.
Caitlin Honey.
Caitlin Honey. Around here, she's probably Caitlin Honey. Winner, Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert tickets. A double feature with Friday the 13th at Regal Cinnabar.
That's not right.
Sorry, it's on Friday the 13th.
Yes, that's right.
But they put quotations around Friday the 13th. So.
I don't know why.
Powered by, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville. $100 million in advance sales so far for that movie.
That is great.
And we bought out the theater, so every ticket in that theater are going to be crazy Swifties. Oh,
that's going to be great.
I've given you all the time in the world. You haven't brought it up. I'm surprised you haven't.
Oh, gosh.
Do you not have Lewis yet?
Lewis?
Do you not have Lewis yet? Target girl? Target girl, do you not have Lewis yet?
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
I don't have Lewis.
Have you not seen Lewis?
No, I haven't. What's Lewis?
Look up Target Lewis on that little fancy.
Well, I guess I'll have
iPad 4 from 1999, the year of our Lord.
Target Lewis.
It's a jack-o'-lantern humanoid that's dressed like a ghoul, 8 feet tall, $180. It is named Lewis. Now, Lewis. My daughter and her family live in a neighborhood just into Hardin Valley that is swarmed with children. It's like a locust plague. I mean, it is just...
Look at Lewis.
Their first day in the neighborhood last year. They've been in their house just under a year. Their first weekend, I should say, was on Halloween, and it was you should see the decorations. This, and I've seen it's over the last few years, so it's not anything new. But like the 15-foot skeleton, or ghoul, or what? I mean, it's just. Mm-hmm. And then the ones that like are like 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall, maybe, and then whoosh. Up to about 12 feet tall. Have you seen those yet?
Not that big. You need to drive through halls, too. I mean, it's like Halloween decorations.
Of course, we can't mention one neighborhood without mentioning halls.
No, it's not like that. I'm just saying.
Where kids come in from all over Union County, dude.
Well, they do. And I'm just, for years, we've talked about how cars come in from ever, and we have police
and everything. Let's talk about Lewis, shall we?
Well, but what I'm saying is,
Lewis is sold out everywhere.
Halloween decorations are becoming like Christmas decorations. You could go out and look at Halloween. Well, what I'm saying is, you could go out and drive and look at Halloween decorations just like you can.
Do you know a good place for that, Kim?
But apparently, a neighborhood in Hardin Valley.
No, Halls, from what I hear. Halls has it. Halls has everything.
What was it 3 weeks ago?
Abandoned shops, orange barrels, construction delays for years and years. But it's Halls, and Halls has it. Lewis is sold out everywhere, despite being huge, expensive, and a Halloween decoration is going to spend 11 months in your garage. It's gone.
That's true.
You can't even own a Lewis right now. You can visit him. Many Target locations have Lewis set up inside the store, and people have been posting videos on social media of meeting him. He's like a celebrity. People are getting Lewis selfies.
Can you not buy the display?
Why should you get to buy the display?
I'm not saying can I not. I mean, can people not buy the display?
Generally speaking, they can't, especially if they're expecting more to come in, right? I guess for something like that, you wouldn't mind the display. But
it's seasonal, right. It's like, you know.
Videos like those are what made Lewis go viral in the first place, with people saying things like, Lewis is the best decoration of all time. Others have created shirts inspired by Lewis. And people have publicly called out Target locations that don't have Lewis plugged in.
Oh, my.
Target hasn't commented.
Have you seen Lewis in the flesh?
Target. No, I have not. So it's unclear when or if Lewis will be back in stock. and there's more than 600 million views on Lewis's TikTok hashtag. And it has a lot to do with this sound, of course, but it's the way he says his name. My name is Lewis. So how did you go the entire morning and yesterday without bringing up Lewis?
I didn't know about him.
Highly disappointed in you. 8:27 on Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Making strides against breast cancer. You can sign up today at starwater21fm.com. Fill out the registration for the walk on October 15th, 1:30 at the Cove at Concord Park. We'd love to see you out there supporting the cause. Kim will be out there leading the way. It's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, October 15th. All the registration information can be found at star1021fm.com. I'm going to beat you to the punch. I'll let you get it out of the way. Have at me for the absolute embarrassment that was me and my team last night, because we have some NFL Survivor Pool picks to do next. And someone's putting in some money, which makes me feel a little bit better, especially after last night. Here's Jungkook now on Star 102.1. How did he miss out on From Korea to Berea? In that song.
I don't know, but I like Korea to Kentucky.
Yeah, I understand that. But do you understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
I don't know if he's from Berea, Kentucky, but they say a Berea, right? Mm. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You don't have any idea.
No.
But I said it, and he agreed to it.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. Ba-da-bop. Growing at 2.1. Knoxville's number one. Hit music station, Mark and Kim Show. Just when you think there's light at the end of the tunnel. They've eliminated the worst owner in the history of all team sports. They're at home. It's a sellout. The team that they're playing against is 0-4 and hapless. H-A-P-L-E-S-S, hapless.
I understand a certain team may have done poorly last night.
How dare the legendary Dick Butkus, Dick Butkus,
yeah,
die on the day they play a game, which they then feel compelled to win when they're 0-4. Yeah, I lost a game last night. All right, so NFL.
You did.
What?
You did.
I did. I'm a team man. Yes.
Did you wear a jersey?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah. I could have come in if they needed me to. 8-hour drive, but it would have been there. All right, so yes.
But you'd have gotten there.
I would have gotten there, whatever they needed. So, yeah.
How bad did they lose?
Somebody hung a 40 burger on them, so it ain't pretty. I don't care. My life is too good to care. Okay, so Survivor Pool. And I'm dancing the light fantastic over here because I won last week.
Yeah,
and what the Survivor Pool is that every week we're just picking one team to survive the weekend. The problem is with this, it's like, yeah, I'll pick the best team every week. Well, you can't do that. You can't pick the Kansas City Chiefs or the Taylor Swifties every week. You can't do it.
Nope.
All right? So you pick them once. That's it for the season. And
so you try to save them because you need them.
Well, you want to save the good teams for when you really need a victory. And so last week you chose the Whoms.
Who did I choose last week?
You have no idea. You're not prepared for this segment at all.
I chose the Falcons.
Yeah,
Falcons. And they lost. And who did you choose?
I chose the Falcons also.
That's the second time in a row you've picked somebody out that somebody else has picked.
Yeah.
You did it with me and the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked whom? The Denver Broncos.
You did.
To beat those damn Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did. I won. So that means week five, as we put in a dollar, if you lose to get back into the Survivor Pool every week, it corresponds to the number week it is, mm-hmm. which, of course, is throwing Tyler for a loop. Trying to keep up with the math, math.
Well, we thought he'd be better at it than me.
You make a good point every once in a while. The blind squirrel finds a nut. The broken clock is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So both of you got to put in $5 this week to get back in. Oh, what?
This is starting to be less fun.
Well, you keep picking the wrong team to survive.
I'm trying over here.
All right. Are you not consulting with your son or anything who kind of watches football?
No.
You know why? Because until she hears this music, she doesn't even think about the bit.
No, I do.
No, you do not. You do not.
Actually, I'm consulting with someone else.
Oh, you're cheating on your son. Not the first time.
Well, he's busy.
Busy. All busy all the time. All right.
He is.
Well, he's not playing football. It's not like he's busy.
But he's still with the team.
See, back in our day, if you were injured, you didn't even make the sideline.
Mm-mm.
No, nope. They're still
didn't even.
Today.
Didn't even. Well, It's a Christian school.
No, every school. They're still with practices. They're still.
When you were injured, man, you didn't come. You didn't get to stand on the sidelines.
Well.
And this is, of course, from an era where they denied you water, too. So, you know. Yeah.
Well, all right,
so, Kim, who are you picking this week, and what ridiculous reason are you picking them?
Okay, quickly. I'm still trying to get rid of the birds, and I'm going to go with the Ravens versus the Steelers, and I'm going with the Ravens because they are of prophecy, transformation, and change, and I need transformation and change because I need the Tide to go with me to get some wins.
So you chose a really good team against a really bad team.
So I'm going with the Ravens.
Good choice. Has she used the Ravens? Who are her previous win teams that she's chosen so far?
The Chargers, the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Falcons. So she's been on a bird.
I'm on the bird. I'm trying to get rid of the birds because I'm afraid of birds.
And we're waiting for her to pick the Packers for the Packer bird.
What there's not a Packer bird.
What teams have you picked this week? I mean, what teams have you picked previous to this quickly?
The Ravens, the Bucks, the Jags, and the Falcons.
All right. So this means this week you're choosing...
The Lions.
The Lions. The Lions take on the Carolina Panthers. Lions are a pretty good team. Panthers, not so much.
Yeah, and I need a win.
All right, you need a win, yes, because you're sick of putting money in. What is the current, now the two of you put in $5 each this week, what's the current prize pool?
$25.
Yes, baby. The end of the season.
You see, he's already got himself winning.
Well,
because right now
Current record, I've got 3 wins to 1 loss.
Currently, you are, but.
Right. What's Kim's record?
Me and Kim both are 2-2.
Yeah.
There's still a long season.
I know.
A long season.
I understand that. I will be choosing the Los Angeles Rams over those Philadelphia Eagles, which is a bad pick probably because the Eagles, it's a good pick because the Eagles barely beat, the Commanders. So I think the Rams are going to beat the Eagles, and that's my survivor pick.
All right,
so there you have it. All right,
so we didn't double up on teams this week.
I know. How about that? Start with a 2.1 at 8:51. Mark and Kim show.
Free drinks for everyone, at least in section 103. A free Phillies fan. We've been talking about sports betting. We did that.
Is this your segue?
This is my segue.
To the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team.
Well, you know.
Nice try, dear.
Well, but anyway, a fan bought free drinks for everyone in section 103. That's the section he was sitting in. And everybody was like, oh, well, this is nice. And then it was so nice that he said, let's do it again. So he bought 2 rounds of beers for everybody in section 103. And the first round they thought was nice. The second round they thought was really nice. But if you think about it, beers.
Although the third round really, really nice. And then the fourth
they didn't
round
do
was
a third
really,
round.
Really, really nice.
They didn't do a third round. But if you think about it, beers at that stadium are $12 to $16. Mm-hmm. So 2 rounds is roughly $9,000 for the 350 some seats that are in that section. So he spent $9,000.
He didn't win the lottery.
No.
Oh, by the way, just a quick heads up, $1.4 billion for tomorrow night. I've already bought the tickets.
So. I was going to say, don't get to bed and let your wife say, hey, do you mind to go buy tickets? Because isn't that
no, what I was going to say is I've already bought the winning ticket. I was told that by the Kenjo lady yesterday. She goes, this is the winning ticket. I'm like, great.
Did she say that before you came up and said, I'd like to buy a
$2 winning Powerball ticket? She goes, right here, I have it. She printed it off. She put it on the counter and she says, this is the winner. I say, okay, good.
Because he always says, I want to buy a winning lottery.
Why would I not state what I want? You know, I asked you a little while ago, what's your football team's record? And she says, well, we've won half the games. And I said, that means you also lost half the games.
And I said, that is correct.
I said, so you're being glass half full, correct, when you say we've won half of our games?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being glass half full when I say I'd like to buy a winning lottery ticket.
You're also being that person.
I'm speaking it into existence. Why can't it? You're all about visualizing and speaking into existence. It's what I've done. It's what I'm doing. I'm speaking it into existence. So for the rest of you getting ready to buy a Powerball ticket, forget about it.
And if you're going to a Phillies game, sit in section 103 because you may get a free drink.
She's trying as hard as she can to make that relevant. We'll be back 8:53 now. That's Doja Cat on Starwater 2.1. She references smoking in that, and it just reminded me. Did you see the story? Paparazzi have caught Malia Obama smoking now?
No.
So Sasha, her older sister, smoker. Malia, smoker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it not one of the bigger shocks when you found out that President Barack Obama was a smoker?
Initially, yes.
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, didn't it seem like, wow, oh my God. And it just seems like, because I think there may have been one picture you saw or they caught him smoking or whatever the case may be. And he's a smoker. He's, there's smokers out there. I understand that. But it's just like, Just you didn't put that two and two together. He seemed so composed. He seemed so well put together. He seemed so smooth and cool. And, you know, policies, what? You can agree with him or disagree with him. Just as a guy, though. He's like a guy you'd like to be friends with. And he's like,
kind of want
to
hang out with him.
Yeah, it seemed to be. You know, but it just shocked me that he was a smoker. And I guess I was just as smocked or shocked, you know. I'm going to go to Walmart and put on my smock. That Malia and Sasha are both smokers.
But should we be? If you have a parent who smokes, unless you're just dead set against it.
Right, but how has anybody started smoking in the last 20 years?
Well, some people still do.
No. Listen to me, though. Concerning everything that is out there, not just the information and the science, because, you know, science, tainted by politics. The marketing, the tactics, the campaigns, the everything that has been so anti-smoking for 20 plus years. I mean, even more than 20. When I say 20 years, 50 years. We've been on a major anti-smoking campaign. The government, which, you know, and others. How did anybody start other than, I guess, a parent? I mean, it seemed to me like there was enough marketing against smoking to have outweighed and overcome any of the other references to smoking that made you want to do it, like your parents are smoking and they're fine. Look at my dad. He's fine. You know,
and that might be
he's the president of the United States. He can smoke. He's fine, you know.
And maybe, and I don't know what President Obama, when he smoked, if it was like just casually in stressful times or if it was an all the time thing or what, like when he was drinking. I don't know.
Did you say when Obama was president, I said? Or did I say when Obama was president? I mean, current President Obama. Sorry.
Well,
you know,
some believe it.
The shadow president. Say hi to your husband for me, by the way. How's he doing? Good? Your husband doing okay?
He's doing great.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More.
Day 45 of America Held Hostage. Feels like day 45 is day 3 of the Sharpie the missing Sharpies saga.
I was like, what's 45? The monkey was found? Oh, I get it.
Oh, Momo, the monkey. Yeah. No, it's, it should be minute 66 of Sharpie Gate.
We've decided we're going to change our chart out in the cubicle. We always have a chart going of something. Sometimes it's, you know.
Go ahead and explain what the chart is.
I'm going to. Some places have a chart of days without an injury. We've had days without Kim having an accident. We've had days without Eli's. No, it's not always been. The current one is days without Eli's vehicle having to have some kind of repair. That was the most recent.
I thought it was just simply
without a wreck.
Days without a wreck.
Mm. Well, at one point, it was a
days without
repair.
A wreck. It's always been days without a wreck. So we're going to change that to days without any kind of acknowledgement whatsoever from the person that stole my Sharpies off the wall, my wall of sentiment, my wall of keepsakes, my wall of mementos. Kim believes she's just embarrassed, and that's why she's not doing anything. I gave her the benefit of the doubt today when I said, maybe she's waiting, like she just put in an order or something and is going to replace the markers, which I don't need to have happen, because Lauren Taylor, the lovely, lovely Lauren.
Just precious.
Precious. She brought some markers by, some Sharpies, a whole pack two whole packs. She didn't have to do that, and I understand you were here for that, and you went and hugged her neck. And
she was very sweet. Tyler opened the door for her, and then he came back and said who she was, and I go, chase her down! And so she was getting ready to leave.
Did Tyler attempt to impregnate her?
No. Okay. Oh, no.
Well, you know. You are Knoxville's baby daddy.
I guess.
So I don't know if you've made a move or two. But no, she, like I said to
had
her,
the opportunity to talk with her and hug on her. And she's very sweet. Very
I called her this morning and thanked her for her gift. And it was very nice. And she didn't have to do that. And Molly, I know you're listening. You don't have to do anything like that. But it is this would be effectively day 3 without an apology. But we confronted her the day before yesterday.
The day of
the disappearance. The day I noticed the disappearing markers. And so we're not spending a half an hour on this. We're not even going to spend another minute on this. I just wanted to say it's day 3. Let's call it day 3. Put it up on the board. Make the new board. Take down Eli's, because we don't hear about Eli's crashes anymore.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't had any more crashes since he totaled the Buick and he got the new to him, Mercedes SUV.
That was the second Buick that he totaled, though.
No. No, he's only had one Buick.
That's right. He totaled a pickup truck.
Yes.
Totaled a Buick. And then now is the
Mercedes SUV.
Oh, really?
With 200 and some thousand miles on it, and it was the right price. I mean, it's not like, ooh, a Mercedes. It's not like that at all.
Change up the sign, number of days without any kind of acknowledgement whatsoever that I've been done, did wrong.
Okay.
Been just done, did wrong.
The days.
All right, we're moving on from that. No more, and we appreciate all the texts and the emails, and we appreciate
people are very
out.
Kind.
Been very kind, and you don't know what kind of impact you make on another human being until you start crying and moaning about Sharpie markers. So there you have it. I appreciate you all very much, including you two, who have been who've had my back until, of course, I realized, oh, wait a minute, not much of a difference between taking Sharpie markers off of a memento wall and taking an autographed copy of a book and other books that someone was saving.
I didn't realize that book was autographed.
It doesn't
first
matter.
Of all.
Wouldn't
and
it
I
matter?
Did, and the books had been there for years and had dust on them, and I didn't realize that they were something totally special to you. I really didn't. I would not have done that. They were, they've been on
please,
show.
We're not going to relitigate this because you've said all this before. You've said all this before. You'll argue with me till you're blue in the face for
and
no
I've
reason.
And I've said I'm sorry many, many times.
I understand
and I
that,
really
but
am.
Don't sit there and relitigate it by saying books that have been on a bookshelf forever. Where else do books sit forever other than on a bookshelf? I mean, it's like you state these things like, oh, when I brought in the package from Wuhan, China, well, we didn't order it. That's not a justification. There's no justification for taking someone else's property and putting it somewhere else for somebody else to claim. And I'm done with the apology. I believed it and I accepted it. I'm having fun with it. But if you continue to say things like, well, I mean, they're dusty, books on a bookshelf. I didn't think
but that's all I have to say because that's why I did it. I'm not going to change the reason I did it.
Do you dust all the books on your bookshelf at home?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was. Mm. I hadn't dusted them. Ew, I'd forgotten about them. No,
you don't dust your bookshelves at home?
Huh?
You don't dust your bookshelves at home? I'm assuming you do. Somebody does.
I'm assuming that must happen.
Yeah.
There's not a dust. See, but we don't have dust much anymore. Because you know why?
Why?
Because we don't have dogs.
Yeah, that does make a difference.
We don't have dogs, and there's only two people living in the house.
It does make a difference.
That does make a difference. The house is remarkably dust-free. Mm-hmm. My wife is like, my God, where's the dust? And we actually, when we find dust, it's still from construction. Like every once in a while, we'll see, like, I'll step up on, like I had to get to the top of my closet the other day, and I hadn't been up there yet, and there was a layer of construction dust, like from drywall and wainscoting. What's the molding, whatever it's called?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so we clean that off. So we find dust, but truly, without dogs and without a lot of people in the house, you get a lot less dust. So,
oh, I do believe that.
So I'm not necessarily dusting bookshelves because they may not need it at this point in time. But we're not gonna harp on that because
Do that,
darling. We wouldn't have a show without harping. As a matter of fact, because we harp so much, I'm thinking about getting the Guinness harp tattooed on my shoulder here. Yeah. Because, you know, we harp. It's what we do.
We should get matching harps.
But when you don't, you know, when you accept responsibility, then you kind of, well, but they were sitting there for a long time.
No, I've accepted responsibility, and it's not me trying to shirk the responsibility.
Sitting there for a long time is
not. But that is the excuse I have because that's why I did it.
But it's also no excuse.
The excuse does not change.
Right, but you don't like it when he gives excuses.
But when you have an excuse, it doesn't change. That's what I'm saying.
But you do realize it's a ridiculous excuse.
Ridiculous or not, that's why I did it. So that does not change. It doesn't matter what you say or what you try to, I mean, it doesn't. That's why I did it.
What if I collected up all the mirror balls, flamingos, garden gnomes, and placemat?
It wouldn't take you long because I don't have any in there.
From your house. And then just left them in another neighbor's house.
Go right ahead.
How would you feel about
that? You make it sound like I, you know, live in a, I don't know what you make it sound like. I don't know.
You've had a gazing ball in your.
I did at one point. Okay. Yes.
You've had a flamingo.
At one point, yes.
So why? What
but
am
they're
I
not there now. I mean, okay. I've not had all these things at one time.
I'm just saying, if I came by and collected them all up, I'd have to probably go in the basement or wherever they are, in the closet or in the garage.
They've been donated.
To whom?
Well, to whoever. The different places. I have places I donate things.
Okay. Do they take that donation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How many mailbox covers did you donate?
Oh, those I throw away because they've been weathered and stuff. I'm not going to donate, you know,
just like books on a bookshelf. They're weathered. Throw them away.
Yeah.
All right. Do you say you had something to go with here?
Because here
we are doing what we do as no one else can or no one else will.
Well, I know everything costs a lot right now because if you go to the store, I mean, just little things, you know, you're spending way more than we ever have.
Gee, I wonder why.
But I found this really, really interesting. 25% of Americans earning at least, get this number, $175,000 a year consider themselves very poor, or just getting by. That's people who are making $175,000 a year.
You do know it's all relative, wow, right?
I do. And I understand you live, that.
Look, the psychology of the American and the marketing and all the things that play on us every single day and prey on us. Play on us. What they do is they make it so that we spend more than we should. There's no marketing out there that, you know, teaches you how to save. There's nobody, no proponents of saving other than people you come across on social media. So you live up to your means, and because of America being America, we live beyond our means. So when you don't have money to save because you spend it all, no matter if you spend based on your $18,000 a year salary or your $118,000 a year salary, if you live past your paycheck, no matter how big it is, then you might feel poor because you can't have things. You can't do the things, or you can't save the money you want to do.
And I get that. But this really brought it home because just the other night, last week, my husband's son and I were coming home from a ball game, and it was late. And first of all, it's hard to find some place to go grab something to eat real quick late at night because everybody's closing now. And there's two things for that, because during the pandemic, people started closing because nobody was out. And secondly, they can't get workers. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we finally found a Burger King that was open at 10:30 at night. And so we pulled in and we got...
You're eating dinner at 10:30 at night?
It was after a ball game. We had to grab something. We still had 2 hours to drive to get home. So we grabbed three burgers and three drinks.
Mm-hmm.
How much did we pay?
Burgers are no less than $5 each, I would assume, because you didn't get just some little thin cheeseburger.
We were at Burger King.
I know. So probably a double Whopper for your son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I wrong?
No.
All right, or maybe the 7 Whopper.
No.
Double Whopper. Your husband eats pretty good, too. I'm going to say he had probably just a single Whopper with everything, big old large order of fries. You probably complained that you're not near a Zaxby's for your Zensation salad. Because, you know, you can't mention the word Zaxby's without the words Zensation salad. I just love it. So you probably got some sort of nuggets combo or something like that. I'm going to guess.
No, I got a burger.
5, 10, 15, 17, 20, 25, 20 with tax, $26.50.
$35.
Holy shit.
$35.
Okay.
And we didn't get anything special.
Okay, then obviously I didn't list all the food. What did we have that mounted up to $35?
We got three burgers, we got small order of fries, and we got drinks. And that's it. There was no extra things. There was no extra. I mean, it was $35 with tax and everything. $35. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Go to Burger King. Go to the Burger King menu. I know things are more expensive nowadays. So go on with your story Ricky Research does three burgers, like do a double Whopper, a single Whopper, and what did you have?
I had a single Whopper.
Single Whopper. Or orders of fries. Like you do three combos, a double Whopper combo and two single Whopper combos. So they all had their own drinks.
No, my husband probably had a double Whopper too. I think he did too.
All right.
So two doubles.
10:30 at night. Oh my God, I can't imagine his bowel movement the next day.
Well, you know, because we were just outside Chattanooga.
Oh my God.
We were just outside Chattanooga, right. And like I said, we still
Ricky
had
Research is
going
to come up with a grand total with that. You know, food tax is different than like retail tax, right? You don't pay 9.25%, do you? At fast food. No, nonetheless, Ricky's going to do the research.
But anyway, it was $35, and we were all like, dang.
Okay, a lot of money, no matter what it is.
And the fast food, it was, you know, was supposed to be originally, you know, a way that families could go to eat inexpensively and quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're like, dang, we can't do that anymore. I mean, and we can do that, but
Well, no, you can do that, but you wanting to do it is another story.
Yeah,
and exactly. Being smart about it is a completely other story.
Exactly.
You're supposed to save money, not spend all the money that you have.
Exactly. So it's like I was thinking, well, no wonder people who make $175,000 a year are considering themselves poor or barely getting by, because like you said, people live to their means, and our means aren't what it used to be, even though it may be the same.
Things cost a lot more. Salaries have to be higher. You know, there are certain gas stations in California charging $8 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
God. $8 a gallon. Imagine trying to get by on $175,000 in California. You can't do it.
A professional making $200,000 in New York metro area, a salary that's more than 89.6% of the households in U.S. make. Okay, mm-hmm. Overall.
Right. And the top 10% of all salaries
would feel a $41,000 richer if they moved to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, it's all relative.
Would they be able to still work a
live.
Job that paid New York salary, though,
yes,
in Myrtle
to feel
Beach?
That. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If you move to Myrtle, you don't get paid New York salary.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
Now, my son-in-law gamed the system pretty well because he got hired by a company in Nashville that allows him to work remotely. In Knoxville,
mm-hmm.
and they gave him a Nashville salary,
which is great.
And he's getting to live on Knoxville wage,
which is great.
On Knoxville. Now, granted, you know, Knoxville money is catching up to Nashville money every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got very lucky in that situation. But cities dictate the amount of money you can earn in that city because it's all relative to the cost of living. The cost of living is crazy. Well, then you're going to make more money. And if you're lucky enough to be able to make that money, like these Twitter employees and all these people that got to work from home in these big, huge tech companies, they were moving all over the country.
Yeah.
If you had broadband and you could connect in and work mm-hmm. online remotely, then you were moving away. This is why in this town and in many other towns across America, people were buying houses sight unseen.
Oh, yeah.
We had the people that bought our house were from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They just bought our house basically first offer. Made the offer plus money, plus you could stay in the house as long as you need to because we can't move in right away.
Based on pictures online, probably.
Well, no, they were here. They came to town to visit, yes. But this is why, because, I can make San Francisco wages.
Yeah.
And I can live in Knoxville. I'm going to do it. And so I'll overpay for a Knoxville house. And that's part of why when you move out of a big city, you usually get the reduced salary. But it's changed with the inflation and all the other things that have happened. It's tougher to live. It's tougher to put ends to meet.
My husband's living that life a little bit too now. His company that he works at is based out of Oregon, and he's living here in Knoxville,
mm-hmm.
you know, and paid on Oregon money, I guess.
Nice.
So that's good. And
he's
working, you know, interviewing with other companies now that are based out there as well. So.
And eating a double Whopper at 10:30 at night at our age.
$35, yeah, really.
You know,
so
I'm more worried about his bowels than I am his wallet. The poor bastard having to eat at 10:30 at night because I don't eat a damn bite of food past, let's say, if I'm eating past 6:30, I'm in a panic mode.
Yeah, we normally don't either.
Oh, I'm panicking.
Yeah, we normally don't.
Because I know
either.
I'm going to lay down a couple of hours,
yeah.
Try to go to sleep, and then.
Well, we normally don't either. But that night, we hadn't eaten before.
All right, I have the research.
And I have the prices on that. The double Whopper just by itself is $8.50.
So if you get the combo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you all did get the combo.
For a burger.
So that's $17 in burgers right there alone. You got the Whopper, so that's probably a $5 burger.
That's actually $6.99.
What? Yes. $7 for
just
a Whopper?
The Whopper meal is $11.69.
So that's $35.
And the double Whopper meal is $13.64. So I don't know if you got the combo or you just got one order of fries on the side. Or
shit. One order of fries. No, they
each got fries, and we all got.
He snorts a small order of fries, less eats it.
They each got fries. I did not, but we all three got large drinks, which was a mistake because the large drinks at Burger King are like a bucket of beverage. We weren't thinking
they probably paid $3.49 for it, too.
Because we weren't thinking about their bucket of beverage. But
yeah, they're about $3.
Yeah. So that's how we got $35. Yeah.
McDonald's still sells it for like a dollar.
I know. We have to. But yeah. McDonald's 12, wasn't open.
Something like that.
How dare they?
I know. Burger King was the only thing that was open.
All right. It's Friday. Let's. Are you not done, dear?
No, I've got one more thing.
Well, then let me close up my iPad.
Just one more.
I can imagine this will go for a while.
No, it won't, probably.
Oh, look at us. We're smack out of time on a Friday. Go ahead. What do you got? Quickly.
Okay. I know you love your coffee, but does it alone make you get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. It's my iced coffee because I'm so excited to get my iced coffee in the morning. And I now forego breakfast. I don't eat breakfast first thing in the morning. I will have something to eat by 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And it's not meant to be intermittent fasting where you go like that 18
You're
hours.
You're not purposely thing. Doing
I'm
it.
I'm not purposely doing it because I have been, and I have, basically I've done this. I've done it without even thinking about it. Because, I mean, part of that intermittent fasting can be your sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm on a diabetes drug that's known to also help you lose weight, although I've plateaued. All right, I hit a weight and I haven't moved off of that. It could be multiple other things, but it does not involve me eating breakfast anymore, so I'm intermittent fasting for at least 16 hours a day.
Well, see, okay? Now that I've jokingly said that I accidentally intermittent fast because I don't eat in the mornings either. I just never have.
Okay.
Now, every once in a while I'll get hungry and I'll eat a protein bar. I've got apple slices this
morning. It's a rare thing, and we've run out of crackers here, but I would grab a pack of crackers. But I'm intermittent fasting, and I've been doing it for a while, not on purpose, just because I don't eat the breakfast first thing in the morning, and I'm not losing weight with it. I'm not. I mean, I'm maintaining, so I'm stuck at a certain number, and I just it won't move, and I fluctuate, but I won't move off that number. I'm not getting down to like 210, where I kind of want to be, 210, 215.
I was going to say, do you want to do that?
I'm at 219, 220. And yes, I kind of want to be at 210 to 215. And I could literally, yes, I could fast and I could do all that other bullshit I could do. I could go on a diet, but I'm not doing it. But my mornings have changed and this drug has done something to me where I don't have food thoughts that are creeping into my brain, but I'm still, if I'm not doing it in the afternoons and I'm home, man, food is habitual for me.
Really?
Oh, it's a habit. Like,
so whether you're hungry or not?
Whether I'm hungry, and I'm trying to get over that. And that's a really hard, that's a hard thing to get over the fact that, oh, I've got food. Ooh, it tastes good.
So I guess I should eat it.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not at all hungry because I'm never hungry. Never.
Really?
Never.
I cannot imagine never hungry. Being hungry.
Yeah. I can't make the leap, though, from, quote, forgetting to eat, like some people who are on these drugs do. Oh, God, I forgot to eat. I'm not there yet.
Oh, see, I can't imagine forgetting to eat. Because, like, in the mornings, I'm just not hungry usually. Now, if I am, I'll eat something. It's
well,
not
now
a...
Well, now, I'm not hungry in the mornings. Before I'd wake up, I was famished, and so I would eat. Mm-hmm. I also really, really looked forward to... I would go to bed at night knowing that in the morning, I was going to make a certain breakfast. And it would be... And for months and months and months and months and months, it'd be the exact same breakfast. I'd have whatever I'm going to have.
Well,
and
that's what you look for.
Propel me out of bed in the morning. It would be like, oh, my God. And I get to go eat. Because I literally love the process of eating. It's not the greatest thing. I don't eat the greatest foods. I've told you I'm not. I'm a horrible eater. But there is something with these drugs, these medications, that killed my A1C. I mean, at my worst, I was at an 8.1, which is not terrible. But I'm like high fives now. Like, I'm almost bordering on just back, like, to pre-diabetic numbers.
And tell me again what it's supposed to be. I'm sorry, because I'm not diabetic, so I don't know what your A1C is supposed to be.
Well, I mean, there's a range
I know mine is fine, but I don't know
that
what
anything
it
over 5.7.
Okay, so then that's really good that you're doing. Yeah.
Is considered diabetes. Look it up. A1C, diabetic level, if you don't mind there. Ricky Research, if you could. Diabetic levels from 5.5, 5.7, above that. And so I've managed it. By taking this drug and not
then
eating
good.
A lot of food down to...
Says the normal level is below 5.7%.
So anything good. Over 5.7, you're kind of pre-diabetic. You get into the sixes, then you're kind of diabetic. And then if you get... Like, when my brother died, he was... His A1Cs were like 12, 13.
Oh,
I mean, he was horrible. Sugar levels 300, 400, 500. So he was not taking care of himself. He tried to at the end, but it was too late. Nonetheless... Yes, back to your story. I was propelled out of bed by breakfast. Now I'm propelled out by that iced coffee that I've got that thing, that cold brewing in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
But food thoughts no longer creep in and get me going.
But the coffee does
coffee
motivate
does.
You to
yes.
get out of bed.
Sorry,
now,
it was
how
a long
about
explanation.
You?
But
no, that's fine because I asked the question. Now, Tyler, you have iced coffee most mornings. I don't know what you're drinking over there this morning.
He has iced coffee most mornings.
Yeah.
You have iced coffee most mornings?
Well, for the most part, yeah. Now,
is that what's in that Bojangles cup?
No, this is actually a Starry. But, but yeah,
I didn't know you drink iced coffee.
Yeah, when I come to the show, typically, if I don't have time, I won't get it. Or if the particular place that I want to go to isn't open at that time, then I won't go. But yeah, during the weekend, I loved getting some iced coffee and getting some errands done and stuff.
Where his girlfriend has said, don't go there because, you know, I'm not going to have some woman have your coffee ready before you get there.
Right. Even if she is ugly.
Especially seeing that she's ugly, you know, because ugly.
Well, I just found, and maybe it's because, I mean, I can drink coffee. I love iced coffee. I've become this lover of iced coffee. I'm not sure how that happened. But 81% of coffee drinkers say that looking forward to that first cup of coffee motivates them to get out of bed every day. I was like, really?
I'm sucking the ice cubes dry.
The poll found that hot coffee drinkers, it wasn't iced coffee, but it was hot coffee.
For my hot coffee now.
He's two-fisted it over here. He's got iced coffee. He's got hot coffee.
I'm creating a coffee thunderstorm in my gut. I've got a cold front and a warm front clashing together.
From what I've seen through the years, you don't need the hot and the cold to mix together in your stomach to create a storm. Yeah.
You're violating that potty here shortly. This coffee moves those bowels, baby.
Well, the poll found that hot coffee drinkers look forward to it more than people who drink iced coffee. You may be.
I drink both. I go back and forth. I'll have a sip of iced coffee. I'll have a sip of hot coffee. I'll go back and forth. I rotate.
So the experts say that drinking something warm might be part of that motivation, especially as the weather gets colder. But around half of us had tried to recreate fancy coffee drink from a place like Starbucks or wherever we get our coffee and said that is part of the motivation too, that the richness of it and the special coffee drinks and taste and all that
the
stuff.
Cold brew jug.
That's what I've got.
With the nozzle that you can just draw it straight like a little tap there and And I grind up my own coffee and I pour it into a tube and I let it brew for 3 days and I make the darkest, richest coffee in the world. And I also like the fact that I'm beating the hell out of that Starbucks system.
Yeah.
Because I was drinking the iced coffees at $7 a pop. For way too long, and my wife and I said we got to stop doing this because every other notification on our phone was the Starbucks has just drawn $25 more out of your PayPal account.
Yeah.
So we were just like, you know, enough of this.
And when you see that listed on there, that is.
Oh, yeah. Because when you swipe your phone, you show the QR code or whatever, it doesn't feel like real money.
No.
Until then you notice.
Until you see it listed. Right.
Because the PayPal connected to a credit card or our debit card. My wife's like, Jesus, look at all this money.
Well, at least mine is from McDonald's, so it's like $1.89, but still.
No, I get you. And I haven't developed. That's a desperation taste for me.
Desperation taste?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Yeah, well, there's two things. First of all, you can never drink a McDonald's coffee right out of the... I'm not talking about iced coffee. I'm talking about hot coffee.
Okay.
I haven't even done their McCafes because... Oh, I have because I tried the one with their fat-free or their... No, so their sugar-free sweetener. It's horrible. Horrible. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they use, but it's terrible.
On their iced coffee?
On their iced coffee. And when they make their iced coffee with the French vanilla, it's almost a white coffee.
See, I like the one I get is the sugar-free iced vanilla. That's what I get.
I found that taste to be disgusting. I tried it. It was disgusting. And they make it too. I like my wife says that if she tastes mine by accident or whatever, it's like, oh my God, way too coffee-y.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. I don't like coffee-y drinks. Yeah, well, so
I do.
The one I brew in the refrigerator is much less. I don't brew mine as long as you do. You said 3 days, and I thought you were kidding. You know,
It's sitting there right now on its third or fourth day.
Oh, no.
And I'll at some point, I'll decant it into the pitcher.
You just like to say that, don't you, decant?
Well, it's the first time I've ever said it, so.
I know, but it sounds fancy.
Yes.
Well, I feel fancy doing my own cold brew somehow.
Right, so I'll decant it, and then it'll have a certain, you know, it'll stay what that darkness is, and then I just immediately start making a new pot in the fridge. But I couldn't stand the McDonald's coffee, and hot McDonald's coffee is pure desperation if I need it and there's nothing else, because it takes 4 days for it to cool down. It literally... And they should have learned their lesson with the hot coffee before, but there's no coffee hotter than McDonald's coffee.
I don't know how they do it. I mean, we hear about lawsuits and everything. Yeah. Well, no, how do they get it so hot?
They have a heating element.
Well, I know that but I mean, why is there so much hotter than everybody else?
For whatever reason, they choose to serve their coffee at maybe 195 degrees. Okay? No. Boiling's 212.
Okay, so it's right underneath.
So what I'm saying is it's just underneath boiling. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm telling you right now, the coffee that I get from McDonald's, I have to like I have the lid on it because I'm driving, so I don't want it to spill out everywhere. So I can't take the lid off.
Right.
So I pull up the drinkable spout thing, mm-hmm. and I let it try to cool down. And at like 15, 30,
and you
45
see that
minutes,
steam.
It's still. Just, yeah. I'm like, oh my god, and I get that fear. Do you ever that hole fear? Mm. That fear of the hole.
Obviously, like it's going to burn your mouth.
Obviously, Tyler doesn't with all the baby.
I have it with hot chocolate. I don't.
I have the whole fear.
Oh God!
And my wife laughs at me because I get my lips close and I try to pour it. You know, I get scared until I know it's cooled down. Oh, put some ice in it. No, I don't do that. So
because then it gets too cold.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It gets watery.
So that's a desperation coffee. So I haven't taken to the McDonald's coffee yet, but making my own does propel me out of bed. Breakfast does not propel me out of bed. Food is too much of a habit for me. I wish I could break that habit. I need to be busier. I need to take lessons on busy, busy, busy from Kim
mm-hmm.
on how to stay busier. It keeps me away from the house. But see, that if I stay away from the house, then I'm at Sam and Andy's. And I'm having lunch. And if I'm not at Sam and Andy's, I've got that damn McDonald's app on my phone now.
Yeah.
See, you did it to me. You're trying to kill me.
I'm not trying to kill
you. You need to get the McDonald's app.
I have the McDonald's app, but I'm not at McDonald's every day.
I have the McDonald's app, and I want to be at McDonald's every day. Because you know why? Because there it is. I hold up my phone. You know, I give the code, and I have to do a damn thing. And then here I am. Stuck at a weight I can't get off of and wondering why. Why isn't this weight loss diabetic drug working? All these celebrities, they lose weight, no problem. Well, you know, they've made deals with the devil, right?
Mm.
You know, and the devil is the one that came up with Mounjaro, Wegovy, Ozempic. That's the Satan's spawn right there. I'm telling you right now. All of that is a spawn of Satan.
Why do you think that?
We are trading in something. We haven't figured it out yet.
Oh.
We have traded something for these drugs. All right? These drugs are too good. These drugs are too beneficial in terms of A1C. There's something else. I lost a damn gallbladder to the Ozempic.
Yeah.
And I'm having pancreas pain now. So, you know.
Are you really?
I have a little pain in my back.
Didn't
there,
know
right
about that.
Here, a little pancreatitis pain that my
are
wife.
Are you just going to lose part by part? And
if I lose my
maybe
pancreas.
Maybe that's how you're going to lose your weight.
I'll lose
one
my weight.
Organ, yeah,
organ by organ. How much does a pancreas weigh? Goodbye, everyone.